Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday. Yes, this is another day that the Lord have made, and I will truly rejoice and be glad in it. And I pray that your Sunday morning has started out beautiful. Continue to think on the things of God and not the things that you could see that's going on in this world. I just want to come out today just to encourage you, just give you a little inspiration. I should be a little transparent with you, with myself. So a couple months ago, maybe back in July, August, we start renovating our home. So they gave us a date that it was supposed to be finished. And of course, you know, with the rain, the storm, and everything that have happened, stuff got pushed back. And so now here we are in a whole new year, 2021. So yes, we started the process during 2020 and, you know, with COVID-19, but I was very cautious of who I let in my house. But however, so we in this process, and here is January 2021, and they still, you know, going, still making some progress. So in the midst of it all, I was getting impatient. I was to the point where I was telling my husband, you know what, let's just stop. I don't care if we don't have no walls up. We're just going to stop where we are. But this is why it's so important to, one, renew your mind. So you can start thinking on those things that's pleasant, just, and honest. Two, allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you, because he will tell you when to say something, when not to say something. So just 3 weeks ago, last week, I was sitting here. None of the contractors was here. And I was about to say something to my husband concerning that they're not here to the house. Then the Holy Spirit was like, nope, don't say nothing. As soon as I said that, my husband called me back to inform me that one of the guys who is working in our home, he had a stroke. So that told me that, one, I'm glad I didn't say anything. Two, we never know what someone else is going on that's going on in their life. So, you know, I asked God to forgive me, and then I prayed for the young man. But in the midst of all this, and I was praying the other night, I'm always in prayer because I want to hear God's voice. I'm to the point where I want to hear God's voice and hear what he's saying to me. So I asked him, what is the lesson out of all of this renovation that's going on, the virtual learning that's going on? What is the lesson for me? So God gave me a scripture. Well, one, he said patience. So we got to learn how to have patience. So the scripture is Philippians 4:6. Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need, always asking him with a thankful heart. Let me read that again. Don't worry about anything. So regardless of what's going on in my home, I don't need to worry about it because I still have somewhere to lay my head at night. I still have a way to get food in my house, even though the stove is not hooked up. Thank God that we have finance that we could go out and buy us something to eat. So I don't need to be worried about those things. And then he said, all your prayers, ask God for what you need. Okay, God, what do I need in this situation? What lesson do I need to learn in this whole process? What do I need to do while I'm in this situation? You know, grateful for one, being grateful, having a grateful heart. And then he said, you know, always ask him with a thankful heart. So I asked him with a thankful heart. I'm thanking him in the midst of this. I'm thanking him as I continue to grow. This giving me an opportunity not only to pray for myself and minister to myself, but even when the guys come in and work, we have conversations. We, you know, I talk about the Lord with them. I hear them playing their gospel music, and then they may switch to their R&B music, whatever, to keep them motivated. So I want to tell you, whatever it is that you're going through or you're dealing with, don't worry about anything. But in all your ways, just pray. Acknowledge God, because God wants us to acknowledge him. So I am acknowledging him in all my situation. And even I thought about my business. You know, I said, well, Lord, what do I need to do so that I could get, you know, the social media going like it needs to be going? But it's not even about that. It's not about the likes that I get, but it's about the message that I am putting out there for the people who would come on my social media page. So even with that, I have to have patience, because it didn't happen last night. It just, you know, nothing's going to happen overnight. Nothing's going to happen overnight. Everything takes time. Everything takes development. You know, as I look at my home, you know, we went from 2,000 square feet, if I'm not mistaken, to a larger, we added on more. I think we added on almost 4,000 more square feet. So it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in 3 months. It's not happening in 6 months. It's taking time, because they're adding new addition to what was already here. So I just want you to be encouraged on today. Have patience in your business. Have patience in your marriage. Have patience with your children. Have patience with this virtual learning. If you are a parent that has kids on virtual learning, have patience just with yourself, knowing that everything takes time and everything will be developed when God is finished working on you, working in you. Because like I told the builder, I was like, you know, yes, it's taking a lot, but when the finished product is done, it's going to look beautiful. So when that business finished getting molded and shaped and cultivated, it's going to be outstanding. That child who you've been praying about, once you continue praying for that child, they're going to come out the way that you've been praying for them. So on today, just remember to have patience and have it with a grateful heart. And as always, if you ever need to reach out to me, my information will be in my link on my social media page on Facebook and Instagram. I would love to connect with you. I would love to intercede with you, pray for you. And it's not about liking my pages. It's not about, you know, how many likes I have, but it's about your soul being saved, you knowing God for yourself. So again, this is Naomi Tillery, the founder of Live on Purpose International Incorporation, coming to you with your Sunday inspiration. Have a blessed, wonderful day, and I love you.